What's up, everybody? Just want to take a little bit moment because it is Straight Shooter with yours truly. And even though usually I'm talking politics every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio Channel 124, as I've tried to inform y'all, I deviate from politics from time to time to talk social commentary and, you know, stuff like that. And obviously, there's a lot of things going on in the world of pop culture entertainment, which is a subject that I like to tackle. And I think it's important that you hear from a voice like me, because although I love this woman because she is a goddess and she has done so much for America, for the world, for the black community, I'm talking about Oprah Winfrey. The fact of the matter is, I have complained for many years that we live in an Oprah-fied society. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean there's a damn explanation for everything. That's how Dr. Phil became rich and famous. That's how Dr. Oz became rich and famous. There's always some damn explanation, okay, for everything. And by the way, it usually favors the women. Somebody had to stand up and speak on behalf of the men, okay? Somebody that loves women, that loves my sisters to my core and to my heart, but nevertheless recognizes that imperfection touches all of us. All of us are flawed in the eyes of the good Lord above. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. And that includes the women. Now, where am I going with this? I'll tell you exactly where I'm going with this. Megan Thee Stallion, that's where I'm going with this. Because let me tell you something right now. This weekend was obviously a very chaotic weekend because I was in the nation's capital and we all know what happened there. And while I'm calming down, treating myself to a drink in the nation's capital, calming my nerves, fraternizing with a whole bunch of people, something comes across the wire involving Megan Thee Stallion. And it's Megan Thee Stallion. And my God, what an appropriate name. This woman is online and she is going on about Klay Thompson. Now, I remember reading something on something, I don't know whether it's Slate or whatever it is, and they actually said her boyfriend, Dallas Mavericks, whatever, Klay Thompson. First of all, that's very, very sacrilegious. How dare you say such a thing? I will remind you that Klay Thompson is not one, not two, not three, four-time champion. One of the greatest shooters in the history of professional basketball, who is easily walking into the Hall of Fame once his career is over. He is not a whatever. He is Klay Thompson. He is the other half of the Splash Brothers. He is the one guy that went in a three-point shooting contest for All-Star Weekend and actually beat Steph Curry. That's who the hell Klay Thompson is, which I'm quite sure had some degree of influence as to why Megan Thee Stallion figured him worthy of her partnership, per se. So having said all of that, and again, I want to be clear, you are listening to a fan of Megan Thee Stallion. I am not a critic. I am a fan. Let me be very, very, very clear, okay? When I heard about them together, what did I do? Bravo! But Klay, you that dude. The decision-making, spectacular. No problem. But again, perfection is non-existent in any of us. In all of us, rather. It happens. Imperfections, that is. And I believe that this past Saturday night was not Megan Thee Stallion. Boy, I love that name for her. I really do. But I digress. My point is, it was not her shining moment. I did not know. The world did not know until she opened her mouth and said this. Let me show you. This is Instagram story. It's an Instagram story. She said, quote, cheating had me around your whole family playing house. Got cold feet. Holding you down through all your horrible mood swings and treatment towards me during your basketball season. Now you don't know if you can be monogamous? Question marks. Bitch, I need a real break after this one. Bye, y'all. Then she comes out with a statement on page 6. I've made the decision. She's far more composed now. No derogatory names or anything like that. She's far more composed now. This is a statement to page 6. Quote, I've made the decision to end my relationship with Clay. Trust, fidelity, and respect are non-negotiable for me in a relationship. And when those values are compromised, there's no real path forward. I'm taking this time to prioritize myself and move ahead with peace and clarity. End quote. I would like to remind the world that Klay Thompson is not a politician. Klay Thompson is not somebody that's dictating the amount of taxes we pay, what our health care looks like, what our education looks like, what's going on with the border, whether we are or are not at war or anything like that. He's a basketball player, an NBA player, a champion personified who has lived his life in privacy throughout his entire career. Nobody here is sitting here acting like the man was celibate and he was the second coming of Gandhi. What we're saying is that whatever was going on in his life, his teammates might have known, his friends might have known, but the public at large did not know this man's business at all until Saturday night. Ladies, can we have a conversation? Can we have a conversation? Because you see, I want to know what y'all are going to say about this. Now, again, I want to emphasize, you are listening to a fan of Megan Thee Stallion. And I ain't talking about her music. I'm not saying that's bad or anything like that. But damn it, when I think about her, let's just say her music is not what's on my mind. Okay? Let's at least say that. We are talking about a guy in Klay Thompson. And I want to make sure that I look this up. Not that I don't know it by heart. But you never know when you're going to miss something, okay? Here's what I want y'all to know. Klay Thompson is 36 years old. Klay Thompson is a four-time champion. Klay Thompson is a man that has been to 6 NBA finals. Klay Thompson is a man that's a 18-point game career scorer. The man, ladies and gentlemen, in the game of basketball, if you shoot 35% from three-point range, you're considered decent. In a season, this man has been in the NBA for 13 years and averages 40.9% shooting from three-point range. 40.9%. I'm looking at the years that he has spent in the NBA, and I want to break this down to you. I'm going to repeat again. 35, 36% from three-point range. If you do that for one season, you're applauded. His rookie year, he shot 41.4%. The next year was 40%. The next year was 41.7%. The next year was 43.9%. The next year was 42.5%. The next year after that, it was 41.4%. The next year after that, it was 44%. The next year after that, it was 40%. Had nasty ACL and Achilles injuries, missed 2 years from 2019 to 2021, comes back, shoots 38.5%, then 41.2%, and then 38, 39, and 38% from three-point range. By the way, winning another NBA championship in the midst of all of that, playing against the Boston Celtics. This man is a champion. And ladies, you don't like losers, do you? Don't you act a little bit differently with winners than you do with losers? This man is a four-time champion who went to six NBA finals, universally recognized as the second half of the Splash Brothers. Remember, Steph Curry is doing two things. He's doing two or three things. He's playing basketball, he's playing golf, or he's in church. Steph Curry is like a saint. Well, that brought all the attention to Klay, because you got no chance with him. So chances are you had a chance with perpetually single Klay Thompson. Megan Thee Stallion didn't know that. Help a brother out, ladies. Help a brother out. She didn't know that. This is totally clueless. Rap artist, singer, incredibly talented, very popular, very well connected. You didn't know that he was single before you and that, you know, he liked being single. Now, I ain't here to tell a man's business because I would never do that. I'm having this episode on YouTube because I'm asking, why is she telling his business? See, that's where I want the ladies to listen. I'm sick and tired of what's going on in this world. I'm not saying whatever she felt was wrong. I don't know what happened in their relationship. Don't want to know. Ain't none of my damn business. Ain't none of y'all's either. But Megan Thee Stallion made it so this Saturday night. Why? Why? How come you couldn't just break up and go on your merry way? How come you couldn't just say, we had our time together, but I'm back being single again. Klay Thompson and I are no longer together, and leave it at that. Why we got to dog the brother out? Why? Is there a wedding that I missed? Is there nuptials that took place that nobody knew about? Did we sit up there before God and say, yo, here's what we doing? Oh, by the way, I'm one of those people that feel even if that's violated, that's between you, your person, your pastor, and God. It ain't none of nobody's business. Why is this propensity existing to be telling everybody your business? Why is that? I want that explained because I don't get it. I don't understand it. How is that any of our business? I told y'all, I'm a very happy dude. I'm good. My life is fine. But there's a reason that you don't see me and you don't see most people out front and center advertising their relationships. It's because of stuff like this. If something go awry, you got to tell everybody. We ain't heard from Klay. What if Klay said it was you? What if Klay said that you was out there getting your freak on? He didn't do nothing, you did. Is it really beyond the pale? Is that how we gonna act, ladies and gentlemen? Are we gonna live like that? Are we gonna act like women are incapable of stepping out on dudes? That it's all honor and being holier than thou and poly purebred and it's the dudes that do everything? Are we gonna act like that? My point is that I'm quite sure there's plenty of men are guilty of it. Plenty of women are guilty of it too. How come we never hear y'all talking about that? We live in a world where it's independence all day, every day. We've heard men talking about being emasculated. Remember years ago, I don't know how long ago it was, but Will Smith was on video saying, I want you, Jada, to go be happy. I want you to prove to me you can be happy, that something will make you happy. Remember that? Because it was circulated over video, over social media weeks ago, even though some people said that was from years ago. And she on there, whether it was Red Table Talk or one interview after another, or when she wrote a book or whatever, just spilling all, as y'all would say, spilling the tea. It's not a phrase that I use. But for the sake of this discussion, spilling the tea, I think that's so damn corny. But nevertheless, for the sake of this, we'll say it's spilling the tea. Why? Why? For what? Why is that necessary? How come you can't have a private relationship? Then you wonder why dudes don't want to be seen with your asses. Because you got to worry about if things go awry, what you going to be talking about. 9 times out of 10, you don't see brothers out here spreading their business like that about women. You know why? Because if a woman steps out on you, ladies, I got news for you. It's kind of embarrassing because it comes across as if you ain't getting the job done. Why else would she be with somebody? That might not be true. It might be because of vengeance. It might be because of something else. But that ain't how you take it as a dude because your ego gets in the way. So as a dude, Rashawn, you listening to me? I ain't going to say the names of the other dudes on there because they married. I don't want them to get in trouble. Rashawn ain't got nothing to worry about. His old ass, his wife ain't going nowhere. The point is, I'm saying to you, when you bring up stuff like that, okay, the fact of the matter is, you don't want people to know that as a dude because you like to come across like you the Mac Daddy. That you handling your business. There ain't no reason for her to step out on you. And if she does, when she does, it's quite embarrassing. But these women just chirping all over the damn place. Telling everybody, like you on The View. Or you looking for an interview with Oprah. Or Gayle King or somebody. Or God help us, Iyanla VanZant. Okay? Who I adore, by the way. She knows I love her. I love Iyanla. I love Iyanla. Love her. But the point is that, you know how many times she looked at me, Stephen A., when are you coming on my show? Oh, hell to the no. Oh, no, no, no. And I love her. But I ain't coming on and telling my business like that. No. What is up with y'all? As ladies, Megan Thee Stallion, why? I don't care what happened in your relationship with Klay Thompson. What did he do to deserve you all of a sudden going on Front Street, Page Six, TMZ, or wherever the hell else to tell the world? How come you couldn't just say it didn't work out? Why you got to tell the business? And by the way, ladies, if you're going to tell your business, why not tell all of it? Like, for example, if the brother did step out on you, why? Could it be that you wasn't handling business? Could it be that you got comfortable? Could it be that complacency kicked in, monotony and normalcy kicked in, and the things that he was doing to step his game up because he got to, because y'all don't tolerate that. Your ladies, this is Stephen A. you talking to, baby. We gonna keep it a buck. Women, this is your gift, your constant embellishers. You don't allow a man to stand still. It's a constant process of progression. That's why even the Bible, yes, I'm bringing up the Bible. Even the Bible says a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. Because you make us better. You don't make us better by standing still. You make us better by holding us accountable, by stepping your game up. And by forcing and compelling us to do the same because we don't want to lose you. That's what you do for us. There is no man, I will be the first to tell you, there is no man that is better off alone than with a good woman. There is nothing better than a good woman. To the LGBTQ plus community, where y'all might do what y'all do, you know, in terms of women with women, men with men, and all of this other, I'm speaking heterosexually. It's the only thing I know. It's the only thing I know when it comes to that stuff. There is nothing better for a man than a good woman. Nothing. So I'm saying to you, if a man decides for some reason that you ain't good enough. What level of culpability are you willing to embrace, ladies? I want to provoke this discussion amongst yourselves, not with me. Not with me. Do it on your show. Do it on your own podcast. Do it wherever you want to. I'm asking you to have an honest conversation. Don't kill a messenger. Don't kill a messenger. I'm speaking on behalf of men and the questions we ask ourselves when you ain't around. What did you do? What was your role in contributing to the man not being what you wanted him to be? All of these months y'all been together, when y'all were seen working out together, Megan Thee Stallion, when you seen the gym together, when you seen at events together and all that stuff, everything was cool in. What happened? What happened? We gonna just talk about Clay? Clay ain't bothering nobody. Clay been playing basketball. Poor dude, you lose Luka Doncic. Injuries take place. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy to save his life, and then he gets traded to the Washington Wizards. All a brother did prior to that was compete for championships for a decade. 11-plus years. 11 years in Golden State. This man is going to go down as one of the greatest shooters ever. And no matter how he lived his personal life, he didn't bother anybody. And I've never seen him utter a negative word about Megan Thee Stallion. And you are a stallion. I remember when one of the players spoke out against Megan Thee Stallion, and it was Klay Thompson that spoke up. And I forget who the player was, but it doesn't matter. He spoke up on her behalf and was like, you don't be disrespecting nobody's woman like that. That's what he did. That's what he did. And despite whatever happened, I didn't see that man utter a negative word about Megan Thee Stallion. But y'all gonna just sit back and be like, oh, it's cool. What happened? What happened? What happened? Nah, let's have a better discussion than that. Why everybody gotta know? And if they gonna know something, they gonna know everything. Like, ladies, were you handling your business? By the way, what do I mean by handling your business? It could be a potpourri of things. Everything ain't about sex. Sometimes about communication. Sometimes it's about support. Sometimes it's about that woman that's ready to ride and die with you, that got your back, that's showing loyalty. And I'm not talking about fidelity and alone. You could have women that ain't going nowhere and ain't touch another dude, but she's sitting there and your dreams, your aspirations, your goals are something that she doesn't support. Or she want time at the expense of what you're trying to accomplish to make you complete and to uplift you, and she ain't supportive of that. It could be a plethora of other things. You don't know. But we never talk about that with y'all. I don't mean never literally, because obviously there's some punk-ass dudes out there that'll spread all of their business and stuff like that like weak asses, but you know what I'm saying. Come on, y'all. Nobody gonna say anything. I remember I watched some old videos of Jada Pinkett, not trying to throw her under the bus to bring shade, but my God, this Will Smith you had. Some people would say that's a hell of a catch. That's not how she sounded. And now we got Megan Thee Stallion, and put that statement up again, the second statement, Griff, from page 6, please. I've made the decision to end my relationship with Clay. So in other words, you dumped him, he didn't dump you. Okay, fine. Trust, fidelity, and respect are non-negotiable for me in a relationship when those values are compromised. Is every man that has had any kind of relationship with Megan Thee Stallion going to say trust, fidelity, and respect was shown to them? I don't know the answer to that question. It's rhetorical. In other words, shouldn't we be careful? Those of us who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. This segment that I'm doing on YouTube is not about Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson and the specifications involving their relationship. The point of this episode is to reiterate the point that I keep making to everybody. It's none of our freaking business. We got there at the bottom of the screen. Megan claims Thompson cheated on her. Lexi Brown denies involvement. So now Lexi Brown, Seattle Storm, minding her business, she got to go and explain whether she is or is not involved in something like this. And we trying to get all in Klay Thompson business. He don't deserve this. He doesn't deserve this. The brother is a damn great basketball player who has blessed us with his greatness for the longest time. There's the statement from Lexi Brown. I've seen what's being said online, and I want to be clear, none of it is true, and I have no involvement in this situation. This week marks the start of an important and exciting new season for me, and my focus is fully on that. Amen, sister. Amen. And damn it, if it did involve you, it would still be none of our damn business. I bring this up because I have something to say that I think is very, very important to point out. And I want to say this. Ladies, stop looking for society to police your relationships and to help you keep your relationship in check. That's your job. That's your job. You don't see the men getting any help from society. We don't get to sit back there and cry to the public, oh, they did this to me and they did that to me. No, we lost you, we lost you. She ain't want our ass no more. She moving on. We got to suck it up. We got to eat it. Y'all do too. Stop looking for society to get in your business, to police people that were involved in your life when they don't even know all the details, only what you tell. I'm quite sure Klay Thompson got a different version of what the hell happened. You don't see him talking about it. He don't deserve that. He doesn't deserve that. He's a great NBA player and a future Hall of Famer. That's what he is. My man Rashawn. Hiding behind camera. I don't know why. Boy, that damn near 70. His wife ain't going nowhere. I don't know what he's worried about. He's scared to be on camera. I don't know what's wrong with him. But that's all right. He just sent me something. Rashawn sent me something saying Klay was the man of her dreams, but Megan was not the woman of his dreams. That's according to Rashawn, one of my producers. Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Now, me personally, it's hard to imagine her not being, you know, somebody's dream. I'm just saying. It's hard to imagine that. I'm just keeping it a buck. But nevertheless, I understand. And I love the fact that the wise head that is Rashawn pointed that out. My producer, one of my producers, Griff, I think it's important to point out he's a white boy. Very, very important to point that out. Because the white boys and the brothers think a little bit differently from time to time. No shade. We all brothers at the end of the day from another mother. Got love for him, but he thinks a little bit different than me. You understand what I'm saying? Married, third kid, just got to the world. Congratulations to him and the lovely wife. He has overachieved. I'm here to tell y'all, he has overachieved. Make no mistake about it. But that's neither here nor there. He sat up there and he sends me a text message. Nothing on how Klay fumbled the bag big time here. He's Klay Thompson. Megan the Stallion is special. That is true. But there's a lot of special women in this world whose name ain't Megan. Nor are they the Stallions. You'll be all right. I think Klay will be fine. My publicist extraordinaire, my communications director, Solange, sent me a text. Let's not leave her out, because we certainly want to hear from the ladies. She brings up Cardi B, and she pointed out how Cardi B's always putting up business on Front Street. Totally true. Totally true. And I love Cardi B. Respect her. I'm just saying the issue. I want to be very, very clear with what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not getting on Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B or Jada Pinkett about anything involving their relationship other than their propensity to tell it to everybody. That's all I'm judging. I'm not judging what they've done. I'm saying, why are you telling us? Why? Solange continues. Oh, no. Men lack so much confidence in themselves. The only way for them to feel like they still got it is to step out on their women, even if they have a great thing going. Some men, no matter how much a woman does for him, he'll never be satisfied. Solange is 1,000% correct. The question is why? Why is she correct? Here's the reason why. Because she used the word some. Not most, not all, some. Some of us don't have to step out because we satisfied. Some of us don't have to step out because we satisfied by more than just one thing and one component. Some of us don't have to step out because we're looking at the woman and we're saying, even though we all love something new and exciting, we're petrified to lose something great that we know we have. So as a result, you're willing to make adjustments. But we don't hear women talking about that. We don't hear women talking about that at all. Somebody, I am not anti-women. Contrary to what some of these folks were out here trying to paint me as with the whole Jasmine Crockett thing and politics and all of this other stuff, you have no idea how much I love me, my sisters. You have no clue. You know nothing about me. If you think that I don't love sisters, my God, you need to do your homework on me. I love my sisters. But in a literal sense, I have four who raised me. Along with the most beautiful woman that God has ever created, who is my mother, Janet Smith, God rest her wonderful soul. I was raised by five women, and I've kind of seen a lot. I'm from the West Indies, Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, St. Croix, Antigua, and I have relatives from Puerto Rico. So the Latinas that everybody want to act like, oh, my God, him and the Latinas. You don't understand? I have relatives who are Latina, okay, and Latinos. You don't know that about me. Now you know. Understand something. Everything that I just said still comes back to the bare bones of it all. Why are you telling your personal business? Don't you know that the more you talk, the less attractive you are? If you're Megan Thee Stallion, why would another man, I didn't say want to hook up with you, because they ain't going to deny wanting to do that. But wanting to be with you is different. Why are they going to want that if they're fearful you're going to tell your business? It's simple, ladies. Your private business is your private business. Talking to your friends, talking to your inner circle, that's one thing. Spreading out on TMZ page 6 for the world to know you're looking for society to help you police what is your responsibility to handle. You want a man dedicated to you? Be worthy of being dedicated to. It's very simple. You know what he likes. You know what his proclivities are. You know what's taboo for him. You know what he doesn't like. You know what turns him on. You know what turns him off. Are you doing what it takes? Why do I say that? Because we do. We have no choice. Y'all, let a dude drop the ball. I just read you the statement from Solange. I just told you about my girl, Sherry. I just mentioned the Bettys of the world and all of this other stuff. You see, he's married women. You understand what I'm saying? Let their husband ignore their happiness and watch what happens. I didn't tell you they're going to step out and cheat or whatever. I said they'll cancel their ass. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Betty a boss. And it ain't just that straight shooter media. That's a boss right there. Sherry, writer, producer, whatever. Boss. Boss lady. They work for me. They get a check from me. And boss me around every damn day. You would think I don't have any rights. Don't get me started with Sumatra. Oh, my God, don't get me started with her. You understand what I'm saying? No, Stephen, here's where you need to be. Here's who you need to see. Here's what you need to do. Here's what your schedule is. Do I have any rights? No, you don't. Rashawn comes in there. The man comes in there. The senior citizen of the group. Wait a minute, big dog. Wait a minute, big dog. Half the time, he's doing that with them because they telling him what to do. Tisha came on board a couple of months ago. You think her behind has been here for 5 years. Steven, here's what you need to do. Women have been bossing me around my entire life. I've accepted it a long time ago. I have no rights. I have no rights. They run the show. So in closing, when the job isn't handled, and ties are severed, and things just don't work out. Ladies, what role are you willing to admit you played? Klay Thompson looked really, really happy a few months ago. What happened, Megan? Did the stallion depart from Megan? Just asking. Will Smith used to look real, real happy. What happened, Jada? What happened? Just asking. Man, rich, famous, successful. Take care of house and home and family. What happened? Once upon a time, Cardi B, Stephon Diggs wasn't just an all-world receiver. He was considered all-world by you. What happened? These are rhetorical questions. I'm not asking for an answer. It's none of my business. What I'm saying is, they ain't out there talking. Why y'all out there talking? Because you want society to help you out to do your job, whatever that job is. Men, we know what job and responsibilities we have. We know what we got to hold down, or else our ass will be out, figuratively, if not literally. We accept it. Why can't y'all? And if you can't accept it, that's cool too. Can you at least get back to that old school big mama, grandmama talk? Kind of talk where our business is private business. Never take business out of the household. Keep your business inside. Can we at least get back to that? That's all a brother asking. I'm not defending no dudes. I don't know what happened. I don't know what they did. Don't want to know. But I know that I didn't see Klay dogging Megan Thee Stallion. I know I didn't see Will dogging Jada. I know I didn't see Stephon Diggs initiate dogging Cardi B. And I love all those ladies. Mad respect. Jada Pinkett set it off, girl. Girls trip too. Girl, you a talent. Got style, pizzazz, grace. You talented. I hope to see you back in the movies doing your thing even more. Megan, keep doing your music. Keep doing those videos where you performing, you know, because I like how you dance, you know what I'm saying? It don't bother me. Cardi B, girl, come on, stop. Come on, stop. You understand? Do you, okay? All I'm trying to say is your business is your business. Keep it that way. Stop looking for society to help. Because in the end, Even when we act like we give a damn, we really don't. We really don't. You know why? Because there's really nothing in it for us. It ain't like we can have you. Chill. Because real dudes out there, real men that got shit going on, that's living life well, successful, ambitious, hungry, the last thing we want is a woman in our life who will tell our business the second stuff goes wrong. It's automatic cancellation. Even when we don't tell you, you done. We just waiting for the axe and the hammer to be dropped. Because we going to drop it. Because we don't appreciate that. As men, no matter where you look. Remember your boy Stephen A. said that. I'm many things. But I ain't going to lie to you. Not about that. Oprah's watching. Gail King's watching. Hell, Judge Judy might be watching. I know what I'm saying. I wouldn't lie to you about that. On behalf of all the fellas who know how to shut the hell up and keep their personal business personal and private, I'm here for y'all all day, every day. For those sucker-ass dudes that want to chirp and run their mouth, I have no respect for you. And to the ladies who do that, I understand. It comes from. I'm just saying, it doesn't work in the end for you. Because the next dude is going to say, that's what you're going to do to me. So they may want to get you, but the last thing they're going to want to do is keep you. Trust and believe. Stephen A., your boy, signing off. I'm out. Peace and love.